Para más información, visite lasaludmental.org.
Friends, Eric O'Brien here for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. For the first time ever in SRE history, we are re-airing a program due to circumstances beyond our control. First, it was a power outage, then a computer issue. Go figure, right? So for SRE Y9-48, we resort to the episode from last summer, where DJ Scott joined us as co-host. Happy Easter, friends, and enjoy.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org.
would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. A new kind of jumped up slippery fish. And all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Der Bingle on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy for another week. Swinging on a Star, and there's a reason that we played that one this time around, and we'll get to that in a second. Started this program off with Werner Muller and You're a Lady, I'm a Man. That was sung originally by Tony Orlando and Dawn. And joining me here in the Bunker studio for once is Scott. And Scott actually has a history with WRCT, which we should address first, I think.
Okay. Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
It's nice to be back here. So Eric and I, 20 years ago, were on Drive Time.
And we're just 19, so that gives you an idea.
There you go. if you would have been listening a couple decades ago, you would have heard Eric push into my show, which was called The Sound Source, and Eric was news person par excellence, just phenomenal.
You called me the news guru.
And you were and still are. I'm appreciative of the chance to be on microphones and around music with you one more time. This is really nice.
It has been quite a while.
Yeah, it has legitimately been two decades.
Yes. My gosh. Wow. Well, on that note, it is time to talk about the holidays of the day that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you should celebrate because they're there to celebrate, and we have to do this. So we start with July 26th this time around, and July 26th is All or Nothing Day.
All or Nothing Day.
All or Nothing Day. It's also okay. It's also Aunt and Uncle Day. So you can decide which one of them is all and which one of them is nothing. It's also the beginning of the Summer Olympics for 2024.
Right, that's right.
That's a good thing. That's all. It's also System Administrator Appreciation Day, which is the last Friday of July, and it is also World Tofu Day.
Tofu definitely is an all or nothing, depending upon if you pay attention to expiration dates.
Yeah, exactly. July 27th is National Day of the Cowboy. That's the fourth Saturday in July.
National Day of the Cowboy?
Of the Cowboy, yeah. Get your lasso and your 10-gallon hat out. National Love is Kind Day, which I think should be every day.
Wait, so does that imply that there's a Love is Unkind Day? There's like an anger day?
Well, that's the day after.
Yeah. February 15th?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. It's also Take Your House Plants for a Walk Day.
I've really missed out on that.
I have too. It's also take your pants for a walk day.
Can we go back? So is there like a presence? There's a public presence for take your houseplants for a walk day?
I guess.
If you have this on a list, that means there's a group out there.
There is a group out there.
Okay. Houseplant walkers. You can reach out to Eric O'Brien and ask him any questions you'd like. Or, you know, maybe would you like someone from the Houseplant Walkers of Greater Metropolitan Pittsburgh organization to contact you?
Sure.
Very good.
They can do that. Okay. It's also take your pants for a walk day. I'm not touching that one.
But, I mean, do you put pants on the houseplants? Because you get that's an all instead of a nothing.
That is an all.
Very good.
Definitely. It's also walk on stilts day, so that's why they want you to take your pants for a walk to cover up your stilts.
You could get a lot better sunshine on the houseplants if you're on stilts.
I guess. July 28th is Buffalo Soldiers Day. It's also National Milk Chocolate Day. Yes, soldiers dressed up as buffalo.
But there's like a legitimate history to the term buffalo soldier.
Yeah.
And then it gets turned into Bob Marley stuff, which is different.
Yes, right.
And then I guess the Bob Marley people that would be watching the people walking by with the stilts and the pants and the houseplants, it would all work out okay.
Oh my gosh.
All work out okay.
Okay, great.
Shout out to the all or nothing people.
Yes, all or nothing.
Live your best life.
Yes, it's also National Water Park Day, which is appropriate because it's July. It's also Parents' Day, the fourth Sunday in July.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice.
Parents' Day, okay.
Yeah, they should talk to your daughters about that one. July,
girls?
Yeah. July 29th, International Tiger Day. It's also Lasagna Day. National Chicken Wing Day and National Lipstick Day. Really well.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. July 30th is Father-in-Law Day.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I could go with that. It's also an International Day of Friendship.
That's nice.
You can celebrate it by celebrating National Cheesecake Day.
Yeah.
And it's also Paperback Book Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
July 31st is Mutts Day. Yeah, and that's for your dogs out there. National Avocado Day.
Very good.
National Watermelon Day. And finally, August 1st is Mountain Climbing Day. Mm-hmm. National Girlfriends Day. I'm assuming that's the friends of National Pinball Day, Mahjong Day, and Raspberry Cream Pie Day.
Well, wait. Now, okay, that last one you kind of snuck that in. Raspberry Cream Pie?
Raspberry Cream Pie. That's, not sure why it's so specific.
It's super specific.
That is super, super specific.
Is there a festival for that? Like, the local listeners have attended Picklesburg. Is there like a Raspberry Cream Pie Daysburg?
There should be. If not, there should be.
There you go, everybody. Have fun celebrating all of this.
Here's first backrack on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
your day rough, irritating, and difficult? Spend a couple of hours with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And suddenly, your day will be brighter.
Thank you.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Horst Jankowski there with Rhine River Boats, I believe, is the title. And Horst Jankowski, we usually take a walk in the Black Forest with him, do we not?
That's correct.
Yes. Tell us what was played before that, Scott.
I'll have to try this again, because I can't see.
Oh, okay. Well, that was, yes, that was Carl Krautgardner with Dreaming and Nelson Riddle with Sunspots.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Before that, we had Lex de Azevedo with Just a Song Before I Go and Burt Bacharach with Promises, Promises. Tell us about the last three songs and why you chose them in that particular order.
Sure. So, you know, it's a pleasure joining you here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
It is great to have you.
I tried to match the sense of all three of those, I believe, adjectives by, you know, just sort of dipping into some classic names, but also the right feel. And
yes.
So they seem to fit perfectly all together.
You picked it perfectly.
Thank you.
Right down to the artists.
Yeah, you know, I just studied up a little bit. And I'd like to also shout out the adverb, perfectly.
Thank you. Well, now it is time for... But a segment we used to call Insults Across America.
Yes.
Insults Across America!
Yes. It goes well with the jingle for it. Okay, you can stop playing now. Okay, thank you. Okay. Well, you know, we have a pretty vicious election coming up here this year, and I don't usually get into politics, but I wanted to get into this story here. A Texas man has legally changed his name to and I quote, literally anybody else.
Okay, good.
That's so he could apply for a particularly difficult job to get the president of the United States.
Oh, wow. Brilliant.
The 35-year-old military veteran and middle school math teacher, formerly known as Dustin Eby, said he is running for president to protest the current major party candidates, whom I'm not going to name. Because often his distaste for the system that his website states often prioritizes partisan battles over real solutions. Else is running a write-in campaign in Texas where he did not get the required 113,000 signatures to make it onto the ballot and is expected to appear by name on the Tennessee ballot where he did get the required amount of signatures.
Very good. And his students have to refer to him as Mr. Else.
Mr. Else, yes. Else announced that Neil David Sutz, a New York man currently living in Switzerland, will be his running mate.
That might be a challenge.
Yeah. And finally, an Irish man has earned his second Guinness World Record title by riding his unicycle the length of Ireland, 308 miles in 5 wow. days, 5 hours, and 23
okay.
minutes.
Just riding it the length of Ireland alone is actually, that's really impressive.
It is, yes. So he told the Guinness World Records the title for the fastest crossing of Ireland by unicycle appealed to him because it seemed like the perfect mix of daunting and ridiculous.
Yeah, okay. And I would like to say that's how I tried to aim my show when we did a show at WRCT.
And then I got on it and it became ridiculous. He previously earned the record for the world's longest barefoot journey in 2016 and followed it up by climbing 10 mountains barefoot in 10 days.
So the unicycle is really easy. Wait, was he barefoot?
It doesn't say.
Ouch.
He had never ridden a unicycle until he started training for the title, though.
Okay. Well, I guess if you do all that barefoot work, then unicycle is just significantly easier.
It's just icing on the cake. That's all it is. Here's the Brancaster Studio Orchestra. If you leave me now, you'll miss the rest of the show. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
heart's been aching, but you're too shy to say it. Inside we both know what's been going.
Coltrane Quartet on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We rickrolled you there, and I bet you didn't even realize it. Never Going to Give You Up. Before that, Ronnie Aldridge with I Got a Name, and the Brancaster Studio Orchestra with If You Leave Me Now. Scott, explain to us about the Coltrane Quartet there.
Yes, some of my family members, if you're listening, that was because of a request from you. So,
how about that?
What a great challenge. How do you take an iconic experience of the 21st century and then make it smooth, relaxing, and easy? Well, that's how you do
it. That's how you do it. Yes. Yeah. Now, back at the beginning of the program, we played Swinging on a Star with Bing Crosby, and we never explained why we did that. You played that at the end of your show every time.
So, you know, once again, Eric and I know each other from this show multiple decades ago called The Sound Source, and at the end of it, would sign off with a song near and dear to my heart, Swinging on a Star. Sometimes I would, you know, that was the appropriate version, and then the more ridiculous version was the one from the Hudson Hawk soundtrack.
Ah, yes.
Of the movie that I think everybody in the cast actually didn't like. There's all these stories about this Bruce Willis film that was like a vanity project for him, and the cast was just furious with how long it took to film and blah, 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 blah. But they made a really great soundtrack. So it's Danny Aiello and Bruce Willis singing Swinging on a Star, and it made me laugh. And little did I know that I think the song is wonderful from Bing Crosby, the original. So
Der Bingle is not to be repeated.
Correct. Yes. And Bruce Willis and Danny Aiello did not repeat him. So, so that was the sign off. And we just thought we'd bring some of the pleasantry back here into 2024.
You make us seem so old.
Back in the day,
20 years ago when we were in our 20s.
What? Say it again.
We were in our 20s 20 years ago.
Too much math. Not smooth.
No.
Not relaxing.
Nor easy.
Math is never easy.
No, it isn't. But Paul Fennelhead is, and here's Mrs. Robinson on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Summers are for taking it easy, and we've got just the right music to keep it that way. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Money, but oh, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and my song's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. May sound kind of simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And easy. John Fox there with Lady Willpower. Andy Williams did your song. Lawrence Welk, thank you very much. It was time for champagne there. Craig Duncan, Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue, and Paul Fennellett with Mrs. Robinson. Scott, are you ready to do another hour of this program?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, there we go. We're going to end this hour with Mason Williams, taking you up to the top of the hour. I'm Eric O'Brien. He's Scott. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Thanks.
Bipartisan support because we flexed our muscles and set those demands and made them have to agree with us, even to cut their own pay and to ban stock buybacks.
They have money and control. We have the power. We exercise the power. We take control. We take the money.
That's Sarah Nelson, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Sarah Nelson on union power. There's power in a union. Is not just an empty slogan or the title of a song. It's a shared reality for many working people. When labor organizes itself into a union, it can exert power over bosses. It can demand higher wages and better working conditions and benefits. The CEO class offer workers crumbs while pocketing the big bucks in salaries, bonuses, and stock options for themselves. The propaganda system is largely under the control of ruling elites and big business. Thus, unions are painted negatively. However, a Gallup poll shows that union support among workers has increased significantly in recent years. From Amazon to Starbucks to Kaiser to postal workers in Canada, there has been an upsurge in workers going on strike and unionization. Solidarity makes a difference. Our guest today is Sarah Nelson. She's the president of the Association of Flight Attendants Union. She has long been an advocate for workers' rights and unions. InStyle magazine named her as one of its 50 badass women. She spoke at the University of Oregon in Eugene in mid-November 2024. And now, Sarah Nelson, Union Power.
So I do typically start off as an organizer talking about how I got involved. You know, I grew up here in Oregon, and I also grew up in a home with a religion that was started by a woman, Mary Baker Eddy. And I really think it's just important that I share some of this, because when I was growing up, I didn't really have any sense that because I was a girl, I had any less opportunity to contribute to this world as a little boy. Because Mrs. Eddy taught us that male and female qualities are both necessary to express the full expression of God. And that you really can't celebrate one type of quality without understanding that they all go together to form the whole being. Mrs. Eddy also taught us that error is what you see when something is out of sorts. And you shouldn't give this thing attention. You need to cast it aside and focus on what's real. And so I'll come back to that in a little bit. But as I was growing up and in fourth grade in Mr. Parker's classroom, he asked all the little fourth grade students, what do you want to be when you grow up? And of course, a lot of kids had different answers. I want to be a fireman, or I want to be a teacher, or I want to be a doctor or a lawyer. And I didn't know what to say, so I said President of the United States. And Mr. Parker said, oh, you want to be the first female president of the United States? And I thought, well, I don't really want to do too hard things, no. I guess I'll be like my mom and be a teacher. But it hadn't dawned on me until much later what that comment really meant. Here I was, a fourth grader, and there was still no comprehension that anytime soon there would be a woman who could possibly be president of the United States. So went off to college and in Southern Illinois, and learned to be a secondary teacher, graduated with my English degree, and finished up my student teaching in the fall. And as I was graduating, my best friend, Chloe, had decided as a physics major that she hated physics. And so on one of our last breaks, she was house sitting for a family of United Airlines employees. And they said to her, you should really go apply and be a flight attendant. United is hiring. And we thought this was the most hilarious thing. She went through the process and had been hired and was going to become a flight attendant. And we laughed about it. Well, about 9 months later, in February, in a very snowy day in St. Louis, when my two younger brothers had big things going on at school, one had a big concert, another one had a big race as a runner, and I wanted to get to that, but I was broke and looking at that student loan debt and working four jobs at the time, trying to make ends meet, wondering how I was going to set up my classroom the next year as a first teacher because there was no money from the school district to invest in the inner city schools in St. Louis. And so my friend Chloe called me and she said, guess where I am? I'm at Miami Beach in my bikini with my toes in the sand right now, and you're in snowy St. Louis. And so she gave me a hard time about that for a while, and then she said, no, seriously though, I know we laughed about this, but let me just tell you about this job, it's no joke. And she told me about the pay that was going to be higher than my first year teacher pay. She told me about the flexibility on the job. She told me about the health care that had been negotiated by women, so it actually covered what women need in health care. And she also told me about the pension. And at 23, working four jobs, hearing that I could take pension as early as age 50 sounded like a really good thing, and it's actually that pension that made me get into my car and drive to Chicago the next day, interview with United Airlines. And what I didn't know at the time, and she didn't put it in these terms, but she was describing the flight attendant contract that had been bargained ever since 1946. And that very first flight attendant contract, after organizing in 1945, had four major pillars in it. It had a double-digit pay increase. It had a cap on the number of hours that you could work. It had a seniority list so that managers could no longer try to coerce flight attendants to trade sex for schedules. And it, which was the foundation of beating back all the other discriminatory practices over the years. And it also had an eight-hour day. And that eight-hour day was the product of 80 years of a labor movement fighting for that standard. Fighting, think about this, fighting without any labor laws that would hold companies accountable or give any kind of process for those workers. They had to rise up together and fight through everything, through incredible violence, in order to form these foundations and fight so much that the bosses finally wanted to agree on labor law so there would be some kind of stability for them in order. And so here I was driving to Chicago based on all of these fights from the past, and I became a flight attendant, and United Airlines sent me off to Boston after 7 weeks of unpaid training. And here we are getting an apartment in Boston, a very expensive city to live in, seven of us from our training class, and trying to go off on my flying career.